Give me a minute. All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is it. Fetish Locator Week 3. It doesn't say Week 3, but it's apparently Week 3, and there's some new girls somewhere. I think there's a new girl right there. Yep, two new girls I see. Maybe more. New girls are always great. Oh, these are cool. Oh, we can change the language. Bonus info. All right. Anyway, let's go ahead and play. All right. Load a save from week two. So we have a week two save. Let's go ahead and get started with it. And yeah, we are recording. So do you want to watch the recap of previous weeks? Yeah, let's do that real quick.
I don't remember everything that went down.
Recap of week one events. Whoop. After 2 weeks away, our hero Grim finally returned to college. Grim noticed a new girl his roommate brought home. Grim had his sights on one spectacular woman, the woman of his dreams, Lydia Cox. Then it was off to class with his male best friend, Kevin Bonet. Kevin introduced him to a new app, Fetish Locator. Grim promptly signed up for the app. With a few minutes left before class started, Grim made time for his best female friend, Amrose. Grim went to a basketball game to support his roommate, Pete, and learned more about Fetish Locator from Kevin. Fetish Locator used their own system of points. The points can be used for photos and exclusive events. By the way, I haven't seen Kevin much in week two. Pete told Grim that Lydia would be at Fetish Locator party on Wednesday night and the tickets cost 50 points. On Tuesday, Kevin informed Grim it's possible to post ads on Fetish Locator. After class, he saw the sweet, lovely Lydia. Couldn't bring himself to talk to her yet. His advertisement brought him to Holly Wilson, who had something special planned. Grim earned enough points for the ticket to the exclusive Fetish Locator party hosted by Min. Mustering up all his courage, Grim decided to bring Lydia a beverage and try to talk to her. However, her friend Cynthia Clock balked our hero. As luck would have it, it was Lydia that found him later on. Just as they were getting to know each other, she was dragged away. During the party's main event, Grim noticed Lydia getting literally dragged away. Our hero intervened and stopped Lydia's assault and abduction. Lydia spent most of the night in delightful conversation with our hero. Eventually, she fell asleep right beside Grim. Grim became uncomfortably aroused, enjoying the sight, sound, and smell of his obsession laying next to him. An entire party worth of edging and blue-balling had him going crazy. But he focused on trying to get some sleep. Just as his eyes closed, his phone woke him up with a blitz challenge. Without thinking, he whipped out his engorged manhood and prepared to bust a nut. Fetish Locator took a picture of Grim's hard cock while he was laying in bed next to Lydia. He panicked, tried to shut off his phone, delete the app, and do everything he could think of to prevent that picture from being uploaded. Despite his best attempts, he failed, although he didn't realize this yet. The next day, Lydia and Grim met for a coffee date. It turned out that the barista and Nora was Lydia's biggest fan. Knowing Nora's business was struggling, a plan to help her out arsted forming in Grim's mind. Lydia didn't take much convincing. She agreed to perform a brief concert at Nora's coffee house. Unfortunately, his coffee date with the love of his life was interrupted by Amrose, who was drunk off her ass in dire need of his assistance. Grim came to her rescue and in the process learned that she was being blackmailed and coerced by someone at Fetish Locator. When he returned home that evening, Grim discovered he was in a nearly identical situation. He was being blackmailed as well by something called the Fetish Locator Retention Program. In the morning, he was given a personal challenge. He had to earn 50 points by Monday morning. A little later that day, he let Amrose know that they were in the same boat with being blackmailed. 2 weeks prior to the events of the main story, Grim visited home. There he saw his sister Stacy for the first time in many months. He could barely keep his eyes off her. Likewise, she kept a close eye on him. On Saturday morning, Stacy moved to be closer to campus where she'll be starting classes in autumn and decided to stay at Grim's dorm temporarily. Stacy and Amrose became fast friends. During lunch, Amrose shared how she met Grim. He had been dating Amrose's roommate Karen during freshman year. After that lunch, Grim enjoyed a lovely date with Lydia and calmed her pre-concert jitters. The concert was a huge success, both for the coffee house's bottom line and for Grim and Lydia's budding relationship. Stacy and Grim became quite a bit closer that night, too, but in the darkness of the night, her luggage was stolen from Grim's room. On Sunday, Grim set Pete on the task of finding Stacy's luggage while he headed out to the beach with Amrose and Stacy for the officially unofficial start of the summer. Surprisingly, while she was swimming, he was picked up by Hannah, the girl who he had spied in Pete's bed almost a week earlier. She revealed that Pete was involved in Fetish Locator. As a form of proof, Hannah revealed footage she had been hacking Pete's phone. It was footage showing Amrose and Maria doing the Wednesday Foot Fetish Challenge. At the end of the evening, Ambrose and Grimm took a romantic walk along the pier. Ambrose confessed her true feelings for Grimm, even though she knew he was head over heels in love with Lydia. Grimm decided Ambrose would be his secret girlfriend while Lydia remained his public girlfriend. During the Magic and Mysticism event, Grimm experienced something inexplicably strange. Later on, Maria interrupted Grimm in the bathroom with an unusual offer. Grimm took advantage of the opportunity to humiliate Maria in a way she did not expect. Grimm met Polly in the park on Tuesday, where she convinced him to agree to her terms. In order to get Polly and Nora together, Grimm had to come up with a creative redefinition of a blind date, something that Polly and Nora have both enjoyed twice so far. After Lydia's concert, Nora's coffee shop, Nora thanked Grimm in a very special way. Polly and Grimm had a lovely walk on the beach on Sunday, which surprisingly included Polly enjoying her tongue up his back door. Wednesday morning, Grimm was surprised by a half-naked woman next to his bed. Daisy has an infectious personality and spreads joy wherever she goes, especially when it comes to bringing joy to Grimm. On the beach on Sunday, Daisy really opened up about her submissive desires, but she felt unwell in the process. Grimm had only a few small interactions with Allison, a driven athlete with a rockin' bod. Grimm learned that accepting Kevin's relationship with Kevin's sister has benefits. Grimm was surprised to stumble upon Jesse in a derelict apartment, but not nearly as surprised as she was. Last but not least, Grimm and Vanessa explored the real estate market and each other. Recap of week two. Monday morning, recovering from the raucous and exciting events of the previous week, Grimm woke up at Ambrose's house. Over breakfast with Ambrose and Stacy, Grimm told Stacy he would continue the hunt for her stolen luggage. Maria confessed that she had developed a desperate need for Grimm's cock. Grimm took Maria for a spin with some very risky sex during class. Grimm joined Stacy at the university to search for Samia, the baggage thief. Stacy met Daisy for the first time, and Daisy mentioned Allison might know where Samia was. Grimm learned a bit more about the thief. Apparently, Dahlia and Samia have bitter resentments towards one another. They found Allison training hard at the pool. Unfortunately, her trainer got in the way. They'd have to talk to Allison another time. When the topic of the next party at Min's came up, Min and Grimm were excited. Lydia appeared little less than enthusiastic about going to another fetish locator party. Hannah covertly passed a list of the potential passwords for Pete's computer. Grimm tried unlocking Pete's computer to find out if his roommate really was involved. He nearly got busted when Pete returned to the dorm. To our hero's mounting frustration, his roommate admitted he had had no luck in finding Samia. Grimm faced off against a dark warrior, but he didn't let his fear control him. Instead, he brought dark Jesse back to the light with his cunning finger work. There shouldn't be an and there. Showing half his business acumen, Grimm helped Jesse make a big sale with one of her clients. Fortunately, when Stacy and our hero finally met up with Allison, Stacy quickly realized the athlete was wearing her bikini. Once she found out the bikini was stolen, Allison gave it back to Stacy, showing off even more of her body in the process. With Allison's help, Grimm finally had Samia's number. Something told him he was going to have to be careful about around the suitcase of thief, rather. Grimm met Nora for their third blind date. The barista's choice of outfit nearly knocked Grimm off his feet. Polly began things by playing with Nora, but eventually she asked Grimm to get into the mix. When Grimm finished satisfying Nora, the barista wanted to satisfy her blind date, but Polly preferred to remain anonymous. That night, Lydia ended up calling Grimm and confessing her growing feelings for him. They spoke about the importance of honesty in a relationship. Lydia surprised him by wishing to know what he'd done with Fetish Locator to get to the first party. Even though he thought it was a trap, our hero didn't want to lose Lydia. He confided in her about what happened during his first cum challenge. The two ended up falling asleep on the phone together, with Grimm telling Lydia about his past sexual exploits. When our hero woke up, he couldn't believe how his night went. He started off worrying that Lydia would break up with him, but she ended up having her own kinky interests. The moment finally came where Grimm met Samia, notorious luggage thief and sexy prostitute. Grimm explained how he tracked the stolen luggage to Samia. She admitted to the crime but wouldn't give back the clothes without a favor in return. Our hero always knew this day would come, the day he'd become a gigolo. After dealing with Samia, Grimm was relieved to spend some time with Lydia on a lunch date. Everything was going well until our hero noticed a familiar redhead. Fearing what would happen if Lydia found Ambrose crashing their date, Grimm had to hide her underneath the table. This proved to be a bit of a mistake when a blitz challenge occurred. Ever horny and hopeful to satisfy Grimm, Ambrose did not let the opportunity pass her by. Grimm tried to play it cool and failed miserably. Fortunately, Lydia didn't notice, and two had an amazing time together. MC took to Samia's task with much gusto. He learned he made a terrible mistake and came to the wrong house, but the woman was not only fine with it, she told him she was hungry for more. Lydia and Grimm talked through the evening routine once again. This time they talked about how things would go when Grimm went to the fetish party coming up. To our hero's surprise, Lydia was completely fine with him going and actually wanted him to tell her about his experiences at the party. In the morning, Grimm played spy again and tried to find out if Pete was involved in Fetish Locator. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to figure out the correct password. Things perked up when he got to tell Stacy he found her an apartment. The two made plans to visit the place that afternoon. Maria opened up to Grimm in the locker room. Grimm met up with Samia to finally recover Stacy's lost luggage. He got irritated when he saw that the luggage was still not around, but Samia told him it'd be coming shortly. It turned out that Samia left the case with the client. The man arrived in a furious state because his wife had found the luggage. The client was determined to make someone else pay for his own infidelity. Grimm rushed in to help, but the client was too fast. An unlikely figure came to their rescue. Pete! Samia and Grimm recovered and joined on the action, serving up some dildo-based whoop-ass. The villain retreated, the luggage was returned, and the day was saved. Now Grimm could finally give Stacy back her luggage. Pete decided to hang around, hoping to try his luck again with Samia. That night, Grimm met up with Lissa and Vanessa at Stacy's apartment. It turned out to be one amazing spot. Stacy arrived. Before she really took in the apartment, she noticed her suitcase waiting for her. Grimm's sister jumped right into his arms. Stacy was overjoyed that her brother had managed to track down her missing belongings. But this excitement was nothing compared to what she displayed when she saw the scope of her new digs. With a stroke of a pen, Stacy became the proud renter of a brand new apartment. Before they unpacked, Stacy dragged a hesitant Grimm off for some shopping with Ambrose. It turned out that the girls wanted him to get him a special outfit for the next Fetish Locator party. Grimm overheard a familiar voice. It was Hannah. She was speaking to someone with great concern. The other girl with her seemed annoyed by Hannah's overprotectiveness, arguing that she could handle herself. Before the party, Nora told him that she'd figured out that Polly was her secret admirer. Our hero ventured into Squizzle's castle once more. This time she gave him and Ambrose special fetish trackers for the party. The trackers were high-tech and could track locations and orgasms. Allison introduced him to the special rooms of the party. Grimm grew excited, feeling that this party would be quite different from the previous one. There would be no blue balling for Grimm tonight. He and Allison even kicked things off, and the spicy girl showed him just how easy it was to make her come. Moving upstairs, Grimm found Ambrose serving drinks while Iona, Hannah's sister, tended bar. Naturally, after being told 100 times she couldn't be there, Stacy crashed the Fetish Locator party. Our hero was not happy to have his sister at the party, but Ambrose managed to calm things down. Grimm was tasked with an epic quest to steal a fetish tracker before Squizzle or anyone else realized Stacy was not supposed to be there. Right before he could pocket one of the fetish trackers, Cynthia caught him red-handed. Cynthia told her hero a rather strange tale. At a spiritual retreat, she renewed her virginity. The spiritual renewer didn't stop her from being a total anal slut, however. The party proved to have wonders around every corner, including when Grimm found Kevin spying as Anthony brutally fucked Chloe. Fortunately, his quest to find Stacy a bracelet was a rousing success. He could finally enjoy himself at the party. Stacy led Grimm to a special race event. He's paired up with Jesse in her horse costume against Kevin and Chloe. Grimm rode Jesse, and she gave him her virginity. She was a very happy pony that night. Grimm journeyed into the mysterious Pandora room and saw Daisy all bound up like a nice little present. Daisy was very happy that it was Grimm that came to see her. She submitted to all of her master's wishes like a good little slave. Before they returned to the party, Daisy suddenly felt lightheaded. Grimm quickly took her to an open bedroom so she could recuperate. At one point, our hero found Iona dealing with a pervy pest. Grimm decided to watch as Iona quickly showed off her more than capable skills when dealing with asshats. She gave the jerk a lesson he wouldn't forget anytime soon. After Jerome ran away, Iona told Grimm she appreciated him letting her take care of the matter on her own. During some downtime, Grimm enjoyed some relief from the redhead vixen in a smoking hot maid outfit. Terrell came to talk to Grimm while Ambrose sucked him off. He talked about some of the adventures he'd been having with Maria. When he came, Grimm gave the sexy maid a fresh mess to clean up. Ambrose couldn't have been happier. Grimm discovered that he won the contest and he and Allison would be taking part in the main event. Right before the main event, he got a call from his girlfriend. Lydia couldn't wait for Grimm to tell her about his sexual adventures at the party so far. While Grimm told her about his favorite event, he had no idea what his girlfriend was up to on the other side of the call. Finally, the main event began with Grimm and Allison fucking before a live audience. Grimm capped off the night by spilling his load all over Allison's lovely face. After participating in the party's main event, our hero thought perhaps his adventures with Fetish Locator would wind down. He was dead wrong. The app tasked him with having sex with 20 different people by the end of Sunday, or he would lose his dick. Fortunately, Grimm learned he would get some help with the task. Ambrose had been assigned to help him fulfill his sex quota. Grimm decided that Terrell could keep having fun with Maria if he would introduce Grimm to someone new. During lunch, Stacy and Ambrose came up with an idea to throw a sex party to help Grimm complete his challenge. Grimm took Daisy to the hospital. She opened up about her dad's passing due to a rare disorder. The doctor asked Daisy many questions and kept her overnight for observation. Grimm returned to his dorm and tried once again to break into Pete's computer. He finally managed to find the right password. Grimm found tons of pictures on Pete's computer. The pics all had one source, and they'd all been bought from Fetish Locator. It was proof, but it was also not proof. At least it felt that way. Our hero decided that he could try to force Pete's hand to see if he truly was part of Fetish Locator. In the end, Grimm trusted that his friend had only bought the photos from Fetish Locator's library. Grimm called up Hannah and used the cover of asking her on a date to set up a meeting where they could talk about the app without tipping his hand. Later on, Grimm went to Nora's coffee shop to watch the barista flip the tables on Polly. The fun didn't stop there. Nora begged our hero to fuck her. She used her tongue to ravish Polly while Grimm's cock plundered her dripping pussy. Ambrose was eager to help Grimm with his challenge. The two ended up fucking while Grimm was on the phone with Lydia. Finally, Friday morning, Ambrose helped Grimm and Ambrose helped Grimm add Maria to his list for the challenge. Maria wanted to help Grimm so much she even offered him her virginity. Our hero didn't need to be told twice. After they finished, Grimm gave Maria instructions to meet with Terrell. Grimm got an unexpected call from the judge he met earlier, the woman who was very interested to meet him again. Hannah and Grimm communicated via notes during lunch, so Fetish Locator couldn't hear their plans. Grimm met the judge. He agreed to become her retainer, and she gave him permission to use her body as he saw fit. The judge expected him to fuck her like a mad dog at least once a month. Grimm met up with Lydia at the coffee house. Lydia captivated him and her audience with an amazing song. She said that she had masturbated during their call the previous night. The two went out on a date. Lydia got quite horny. Before Grimm could come, however, Lydia asked him to stop her because she was losing control. Daisy found out she had the same illness her father had, a rare heart condition called cardiomyopathy. The two spent the night together. Things got a little hot and heavy, but Grimm made sure to take things nice and slow. That evening, Lydia called Grimm. While they were chatting, Grimm told her about his challenge. Lydia was actually super into it. She asked Grimm to retell the story of their date because she wanted to be the girl in the story for once. On Saturday, Grimm realized he'd done nothing to prepare for his finals. Grimm told Maria to go to the local glory hole and to send him pictures as proof. Talia stuck around to give Maria some pointers and take pictures of the blonde slut. Grimm met with Iona and hired her to serve drinks at the party. Ambrose told Grimm and Stacy that she had an idea to keep Fetish Locator from listening in. Stacy said everything was set for the party except a location. Lydia came to their rescue, offering up her home so that Grimm could reach his goal. Terrell called up Grimm and said he had everything set to show his thanks for getting to hang with Maria. Grimm met Alea, who turned out to be a very take-charge girl. Grimm got the chance to see what Stacy had done with her apartment. Stacy and Grimm reminisce over old memories together. They started fooling around and things got a little heated. Grimm couldn't resist and ended up eating out his sister's pussy. Before they could go any further, someone knocked at the door. Ambrose arrived with everything the group needed to turn Stacy's apartment into a Faraday cage. That night, Grimm had a nightmare about failing the challenge and getting his dick cut off. Sunday morning, the team got to work. The Faraday cage they installed would make the place invisible to all of Fetish Locator's spyware. The group discussed how to bring Fetish Locator down. Grimm let the girls know that Hannah might be able to help out. By the way, those windows, I don't know if the Faraday cage will work with those windows there. Our hero arrived at the party that his lovely ladies had prepared for him. Ambrose joined Grimm to greet the guests. First was the always voluptuous Allison. Men arrived after that, eager to check out the competition. Hannah showed up in style. Polly followed, looking classy as always. I do like Polly, even though she's not batting for that same team. Well, she's batting Polly for the same team. Grimm had to admit he hadn't planned on Samia coming. Jesse came too, hinting at the special costume she brought to share within the group. Yeah, she is Polly, isn't she? Daisy arrived and Grimm learned that there was some kind of Royal Rumble planned. Polly talked with Grimm and she told him she hoped that he would continue being part of her relationship with Nora. I mean, she wants a threesome. She wants the whole thing. She wants the woman and the man. She's Polly. He brought out Polly's submissive side with some fisting. I like her pink hair, it reminds me of Syl. Grimm went to town on Allison with some of her special toys. Yes, I developed a pink hair fetish because of Rance. Sue me. Things took a surprising turn when Vanessa walked in on them. Allison left after realizing Vanessa had come to hook up with Grimm. Grimm found out that Vanessa was Allison's mother and that the two had grown apart. Vanessa asked Grimm if he would help her help fix her relationship with her daughter.
I didn't realize how old you were. I'm sorry.
During some downtime at the party, the team realized they could track the software updates to Fetish Locator and learn who's behind it. The big event of the evening turned out to be a mud fight between Grimm and Samia. The girls even wagered on who would succeed. Grimm claimed his victory over Samia and gave her ass one hell of a workout. Grimm found Ambrose and Lydia arguing. Lydia claimed Ambrose and Stacy kept her from Grimm the whole party. After Ambrose gave them some space, Grimm said that from that point he would always tell Lydia if he hooked up with someone. Grimm told Lydia he loved her. Grimm explored the aquarium and Jesse's anus. Grimm went upstairs to spend time with whoever won the mud fight wagering. Wasn't too surprised that Stacy had won. Stacy talked about how long she'd been waiting for this moment, how she picked out the perfect dress, and how good it would be to have her brother take it off her body. Even without the perfect outfit, the moment still turned out to be perfect for them. The two finally got a moment alone, just the two of them. There were no distractions, no one to tell them no. Grimm told Stacy he liked the idea of having a bunch of children. Despite our hero's monumental efforts, he failed to hit his objective. I thought that was his stepsister, not his real sister. They've changed it.
Well, they call each other sister. Because they grew up together, basically.
Week 3, day 15,
that
Monday.
Make it better.
I don't know. Stacy and Jade are both hot stepsisters.
Let's see if he gets his cock cut off.
Wake up! Breakfast is almost ready. Mom? No, wake up, Grimm. It's Ambrose. Ambrose? Yes, Ambrose. You know, your secret girlfriend. Oh, hey, Ambrose. What's up? Lydia's downstairs making breakfast. I'm heading down, too. Get your ass out of bed and join us.
Sure.
I'll be right there. Was she naked? Why was she naked? Has anyone seen my clothes? You'll get them back after breakfast. Where's Stacy?
Oh.
She woke me up before dawn, saying she wanted to get back to her apartment. Weird, did she seem okay? She said she couldn't sleep well in a strange bed. Other than that, she seemed cheerful.
Said she hopes she don't have retarded daddy.
Okay. And where is They actually determined it would be several generations of inbreeding before, like, deformities start. Yeah, I actually read some studies on that. I'm not saying you should do it, but they're saying that they've looked at, you know, past situations, and they said it's usually several generations before the deformities actually start. Usually the royal family, there's, like, a lot of talk that some of that is...
Yeah, I'm saying different... parts of their family get different jawlines and foreheads and everything else.
Right.
Blue blood. That's why they call them blue bloods, because they bred them so long that their blood's blue. Well, you think about that family in Virginia.
I heard about
some
that.
Of their skins.
They're actually blue.
Because they've been inbreeding for so many years.
Yeah. Why is everyone naked? We figured it'd make you more comfortable. They always say, if you're nervous, always imagine the audience naked. It's supposed to make you feel less nervous.
I'm very picky when it comes to who I imagine naked.
Fat man in front row! Nope, not today!
Nope. Oh, his girlfriend? Maybe.
I objected, but eventually Ambrose convinced me.
Okay.
Thanks. Okay. I thought you would like both of your ladies making you breakfast naked.
Yeah,
that's great. There's a package on the table for you.
Not exactly.
What is
naked.
It?
She's wearing that fucking apron.
Yeah, she's not naked. She's almost naked.
Almost.
She's like a third naked.
That's not naked. Almost she's not, she's, only counts as more.
She's
a hand grenade.
She's three quarters naked. She's 75% naked.
Oh no, if a girl shows up and she's only 75, I was like, when's the part where you get 100%?
Just a box. It was delivered here this morning, addressed to you. I took a look already. Not sure what it is. Huh. Weird. Well, I guess I better open it. What's inside? Huh. There's a note and two devices. What kind of devices? I think they're penis cages. Oh, good. Why is that good? I was afraid it'd be something much worse. Read the note. The box, you opened it. The timer has started. You have 5 minutes to voice your selection and 30 minutes to become caged. These twin cages are almost identical, but your choice will have a drastic impact on your life. The first is known as Love Conquers the Cage. I commend this cage to you if you are weak in will and hold fast to your humility. Oh, your humanity, rather. If you are weak in will and hold fast to your humanity. The second is called the Needlessly Tight Restriction. This I commend for those safe in their manhood or willing to risk being traumatized. Failure to obey would be considered ungrateful. The cage will be replacing your fetish tracker. Perform enough perverse acts to prove yourself worthy of being free. Okay, so one is NTR and one's LC. NTR is not something I want. That's why it's called NTR.
What? I don't know what the abbreviations are. What are we?
NTR Nidorare. It's usually cuck shit. Now, if you want to be a cuck, you put on that one. So we're putting on the LC.
Do you know what the LC is?
Yes. Love conquers all. Grim thoughts on penis cage one. Love conquers the cage. Strange, I wonder what this means. It reminds me of that Love Conquers All cut of Brazil where they chopped off the final minutes of the movie. Oh! I don't think I've seen that cut. I saw the original version of the movie.
Keyword chopped off.
Executives thought the audiences couldn't handle a dark psychological ending, so they cut the film to be a romance, even though that ruined the director's intention. And I did see the original, which is awful, but that's the way he intended. It seems like studio executives do that all the time, changing a film to make it appeal to a wider audience. Brazil is an amazing movie if you haven't seen it. You would enjoy it. I've got a copy of it. You need to watch it. It's by one of the Monty Python guys.
Really?
But it's not a comedy.
Yeah.
You'll like it. I'm not sure what that could possibly have to do with a cock cage. Now, the sequel is not that good. Theory of Everything, whatever they call it. It's not as good.
Is that the one with Simon Pegg in it?
I can't remember.
There's one he's in, and it's Kate Beckinsale's His Love Interest. I thought it was really good.
I don't know. I can't remember what it was called. I don't think it was that, but... Love conquers the cage. Think about the name and what the note said. This will have a drastic impact on my life. Love conquers. This clearly seems to be the safer choice, but it might not be the best option for me. Needlessly tight restriction. There's a clue in there somewhere. N-T-R. There's gotta be. Maybe something about the letters. N-T-R. Enter. No. No, you're not doing that. NTR, Netarare. We're not fucking doing that. You know why he marked it like that? What? Because people in the NTR will know exactly what that is. It's more dangerous. And I don't want it. You gotta catch the tail by the tire, grab them. No, we're not doing that. Alright, I've decided. Decided on which one. This is just too much. I'm not gonna do it. You can't do that. I know, but. It would what? Ambrose, what do you mean?
Oh,
I just meant it'd be against the rules of the game. Oh, okay. Rules are important. Look, I'm saying this is just too much. This is going too far. I'm not doing it. I get that. I really, really do. But this isn't just about you, you know? If you stop playing the game, then everybody on our team loses. Shit, I know. I don't want to hurt you or anyone else, but... Then don't. What? You failed once, you failed a challenge, and now you want to give up? You want to just quit the game? Think about how many people turned up and put out for you the last few days. Think about them. Do you think they wanted you to fail? Do you think they want you to just give up? I don't know the rules of this game or who's on your team, but I'll tell you what I do know. I know that you can do this. I know that you have a ton of people rooting for you. If you're going to lose the game, it won't be because you weren't up for the challenge or because you quit and gave up. You lost the challenge. Sure, you're feeling down and disappointed with yourself. Well, you know what? Shit happens. Deal with it. Man up. Soldier on. You can do this. Wow. Yeah. Sorry, I got a little carried away. So, what is it you're supposed to do anyway? You see what's in that box, don't you? Sure, but I have no idea what I'm looking at. They're cages for my penis. What? Yeah. I have to pick which one to wear.
Why don't you and look inside to see which one looks like it's going to hurt the worst?
And he doesn't want to be locked in either one. Well, fuck that. Exactly. Slap. Pick one, slap that bad boy on. What?
Hey.
Seriously, what's the problem? Think about all the things we could do together if we don't have to worry about, if we didn't have to worry about me getting carried away. No other restraint would be necessary. We could do anything without the risk of penis. I hate to agree, but for completely different reasons, I need you to do this.
That made my decision easier. I'm gonna go for the redhead.
Listen, Grim, just pick one and put it on for now. We can figure out the rest later. Fine, Ambrose, can you give me my phone? Please go for the redhead.
What are all these naked women trying to make me do something I don't feel like?
There you go. That's fucking normal women, naked or with clothes.
This old story again.
Where was she hiding that?
100 times.
Already. Alright, I gotta log into the app and select one of these bad boys. Oh look, fetish of the day is cum shot. And my points have been zeroed out. Well, I doubt I would be scoring any points for cum shots even if I was still earning points. At least not once I locked my dick in a cage. Why didn't someone tell me about these things before? What do these letters mean? Yeah. It's a riddle or something. Don't worry about it. Fine, I chose LC. Because NTR is no. I'll take the Love Conquers cage, the one LC. It's just like you'll have my initials tattooed on your manhood. Oh yeah, LC. Love Conquers Lydia Cox.
I think she almost sounded like she was in on it.
Yeah.
Just like that. Maybe I could get a tattoo of something for you. Really? Or maybe a temporary tattoo.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm never.
I'm talking nothing. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Now, how do I put the damn thing on?
Hey.
How's it supposed to work?
Why don't you shine a light in that hole and make sure there's not nothing that's going to chop your wiener off?
It's basically a male chastity belt. It contains constrains the penis so the wearer is incapable of getting an erection. Interesting. But that little thing is never going to fit on his massive manhood. I suppose that I'll have to go completely limp to wear it. Can you do that? With some assistance? Yeah? You mean, oh. Breakfast is about to get a lot more interesting. Oh, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Aha, nice one, Lydia. I don't get it. It's time to cage the elephant. Just like that, you're going to make him ejaculate?
Yes.
No problem. I've got this. Thanks, I'm not sure I could. This is the good life. Lydia loves to watch me. Ambrose loves to pleasure me. And I love them both. What could possibly go wrong? Just a fucking cock cage labeled LC. I better enjoy this while I still can. Lydia, are you paying attention? Yes. See how he's twitching? He's about to come. Really? What are you going to? Oh, yes. Fuck, yes. You better enjoy that. Did you just swallow all of it? Oh, wow.
What does it taste like? Jizz.
You are so special. I need to see that again. Good, because he's gonna need to come at least once more before he'll fit into that tiny cage.
Well, damn it, Lydia, if you try something.
What does it feel like?
Oh my.
You've never felt his cock? I meant his sperm in your mouth and your throat. Phenomenal. Really?
Phenomenal.
Like nothing else you can imagine. You'll just have to try it for yourself. I'm not quite ready for that just yet.
Tastes like a dirty cock sucker.
But he doesn't just like it when he comes in my mouth or down my throat. Well, yeah, I mean in your pussy. Not just that, Grim. Where else do you like to come? Fuck me, Ambrose. You're so good at this, I could come on the floor and be glad about it. But if I had to choose, can I come on your face? Really?
Yes.
And yes, really, that's perfectly fine. Graham, you can come on me anytime you want, anywhere you want. That's so damn hot.
And afterwards, she looks like the Phantom of the Opera and has to wear the mask around.
See how he's about to come? He looks...
Boy, that looks funny. I got a duck under. Catch it off.
Hey, he's still got a semi. I'm guessing one more load will do it.
Oh, she got Spider-Man.
Can I try this time?
Okay.
Go right ahead. Head.
Come on, try.
So you just need to...
Oh.
Oh. Wow. So that's how you do it. Be careful. Don't use your teeth. That's impressive. That feels amazing.
Get it all the way down her throat. Then.
Clearly, you have a natural talent for this. I can't believe my luck. Just yesterday, you were practically at each other's throats.
Are you getting a little nauseous over there, buddy?
No, my damn hiccup. I guess that makes this, what would you call it? A team-building exercise. I was thinking of something more like a peace pipe. How deep can you take that pipe?
Wow.
I didn't even dream. You managed to surprise me, Lydia. Oh. Okay, looks like he's about to... Meep? That's literally what she said. Oh, poor thing. Meep!
Sticks to your rib.
It's okay. It's okay.
Oh, she does like Moon Pie in the Green Mile. Slaps her cheeks together.
You don't have to swallow. Here, just spit it into my mouth.
I think this is not going to cut it. I need another load.
Fucking hell, that's the hottest thing I've ever seen. Said no man ever. I don't know. I think that was really cute.
Oh, you know what looked great? It's like, you're going to have to wipe it off for even think about messing with that face. I'm sure not kissing you until you had a shower. And
brushed your teeth.
Yeah, brushed your teeth, scoped it out.
Right.
Actually, Listerine, I think it's going to kill more shit.
Yeah. That's what they had in the military. That's why they call it Listerine.
More cosmetic, I'm imagining.
Just one thing left to do. Oh, they've got, like, clinical shit now.
Oh, yeah.
That got you, like, sometimes you gotta use that clinical shit, like that hardcore, really.
Get you that Dr. Kishner's without,
oh my god! I've done that!
Peppermint for like 2 weeks.
But... I've done that, yeah. Alright, for those of you guys that don't know, here in the South, we got this Dr. Kishner. It's a mouthwash. No, they don't really. It's a Southern thing. It's called Dr. Tishner, and it's a mouthwash, but you can use it for damn near, use it for a lot of things.
Should alcoholics buy it, water it down, and drink it when they can't afford real alcohol?
Yep. Yeah, it's strong. See, my mother used it for the longest for mouthwash. She would, you have to dilute it, because it's stupid fucking strong. Like, this stuff is powerful.
Like, you won't get the taste out of your mouth if you don't.
You'll have peppermint forever. I've had it. I've done it, I know. I was like, woo! But yeah, that's what you need.
Yay.
Do it, Ambrose. And all the excitement I'd forgotten while we were doing this. Snap. Oh, fuck.
No, if it starts beeping like a bomb, no, not happening.
He's kind of having second thoughts. Well, it was fun while it lasted.
Looks like one of those exploding cigars at the end of the cartoon.
If I had to lose my dick, at least it went out with a bang. What the hell is the point of this, though? Why does Fetish Locator want me caged? There has to be a reason. Maybe it's just for a day or two, just to see what I get up to without my dick. Hopefully it is just for a day or two. If I don't get this thing off by tomorrow night, I'm going to be seriously pissed off. Hey, Grim, it's Ambrose. Oh, hey, Ambrose, what's up? Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I just wanted to bring your clothes back. Oh, good, thanks. You seem pretty lost in thought. Anything you want to talk about? I was just thinking that I'll put up with this cage for a day or two, but after that I'll be seriously pissed off.
Nah.
I wouldn't worry about that. No?
Yeah.
It's electronic. Electronics are my thing, remember? Mm-hmm. You mean you could pop this thing off right now?
No.
No, but I am saying I'll do whatever it takes to get you free again.
Mm.
If that means jailbreaking that cage to unlock it, I will.
Oh.
If that means negotiating with that retention pervert to do something, I'll do it. If that means... Yeah. Stop, Ambrose, I get it. Thank you. And thank you for everything else.
Huh?
What do you mean?
Hey.
The party yesterday, helping me put this damn thing on this morning, everything you've done for me this past week, and everything you've done for me before that. I just want you to know that I love you and appreciate everything you've done. Oh, Grim, you're gonna make me blush. I should go, but Grim, yes? Nothing. We should get together with Stacy later, meet at her apartment, you know? Oh, yeah. Maybe we could go after class or after lunch. Sure, I'll let you know.
Okay,
I'll see you later. I need to go home for a bit. Don't be late for class. That went well, I hope. There's also a t-shirt in that box. Seems like Fetish Locator likes sending me clothes. You earn 12 points.
Uh-huh.
I earn points. I'm getting points again. It seems like I lost all the points I had left from last week. How's that supposed to work now that I'm going around uncocked? Okay, so seems like a good spot to leave it off.
Oh, yeah.
Saving real quick because we want to make sure. All right, guys, so this is the end of Fetish Locator Week 3 for now. I don't know how long this is, but it could be really long. I can't remember how long the second one took us. I think it was a good number of months. So this one may take a good while, too, because it might even be longer. But this is the last one, and after this, the entire story is completed. So continue with us as we continue to go through the Fetish Locator story. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Fetish Locator. Stay tuned.